This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein talks about the lessons of faith found in the Jewish holiday Sukkot, also known as the Feast of Tabernacles.
In Judaism, there are two words that roughly express this idea of faith. One is emunah, the other is bitachon, and there is a profound difference between the two. Emunah is believing in God and that He runs the world. Bitachon is acting in accordance with that belief. For example, a butcher who believes that his earnings all come from God has emunah. However, if he panics when a competitor opens up shop, then he is lacking bitachon. Bitachon means knowing that only God determines how our lives will unfold and that everything that happens is for the best. In Judaism, faith is really a verb. It is something we do, not something we have. It means living our lives in a way that is congruent with our belief in God and our trust in Him. Every year, the Jewish people practice this faith living on the holiday of Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. For 7 days, we leave the comfort of our homes and go live outside in a rickety hut called a sukkah, as a reminder of God's provision and protection for us year-round. Just as God had protected the Israelites when they wandered the harsh desert following the Exodus, God provides and protects us while we live in vulnerable conditions.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada.